The word for today is answering the big questions, part one. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 13 we read, "We are looking forward to a new earth." What about suffering? Doesn't that prove there isn't a loving God? Adam was given a choice, to obey God or disobey him. He chose disobedience, and God said, "Cursed is the ground, earth, because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life." Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. Note the word painful. Think about how many people are living with cancer, Alzheimer's disease, multiple sclerosis, heart disease, emphysema, Parkinson's disease, and other debilitating illnesses. Did God blow it when he created humanity? Sadly, many use the issue of suffering as an excuse to reject any thought of God, when its existence is the very reason we should believe in him. In the beginning, God created perfect humans, and they lived in a perfect world without suffering. It was heaven on earth. When sin came into the world, death and misery came with it. What's the ultimate answer? We are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found at peace with him. 2 Peter 3, verses 13 and 14. Suffering reached its zenith when Jesus said from the cross, "It is finished." Those words mean paid in full. They mean when you accept Jesus as your saviour, you will go to heaven when you die, and you will live in a glorious earth made new without sin or suffering. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no human mind has conceived the things God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. If you're not sure this is true, today put your trust in Jesus. That's the word for today on UCB.